All right, welcome back to another episode of the Black Bullion Show on goldandsilvertoday.com. After war has been waged, it's time to take inventory and see what exactly is going on right now economically. Of course, everybody and their mama are talking about the dollar, but what's behind its strength right now is fleeting. Yes, you heard that right. I do not think that the DXY will rise forever and ever, amen. I think it's currently having its day in the sun, but when its vision gets less blurry from that shine, it'll realize it's been looking up at gold's yellow glow and fall right back down like Icarus. So let's see exactly what's going on today. But first, if you're new to this channel, please hit that big red subscribe button right down below. Also, please hit the like button. Helps to get this economic evangelism right on out there to the masses to bring more people into precious metals. Okay, so gold and silver are down right now. In fact, 4 a.m. looked to be like a pretty rough time for them, or around, the 4 a.m. time, I should say. We'll take a look into that shortly. But after we got the higher CPI number, I was curious to see if that impacted real rates. It's been a while since we've actually taken a look under the hood of real rates. So let's see what's going on over there right now. So here we are, and it pretty much looks like for the month of September, things have essentially flatlined as far as real rates are concerned. Pretty much for the whole month of September. And that makes sense, kind of given the fact that CPI has lowered. I mean, or CPI has raised, but the nominal rates have been lower. You have, well, I shouldn't say the nominal rates have been lower. What I should say is that the CPI has raised, but the nominal rates have actually been in the lower 0.7s and mid to upper 0.6s. So it makes sense how they're kind of just flatlined right there. Let's take a look at some of the economic data that we got today. We actually got the home sale numbers for August. It looks like we did have a rise there in August. So let's take a look now at the DXY, because we actually did get those numbers for the home sales, that rising home sales number at around 10 a.m. And it looks like around 10 a.m. Eastern time, the DXY rose on top of that. But guys, take a look at the DXY right now. Do you guys see that? 93.97. It's just insane to see how much the DXY has been rising over the last couple of days. And remember, again, we did talk about that 4 a.m. time. And that's when we did see a bit of a drop in gold and silver. Gold was in the 1800, high 1800s. Silver is in the high 23s. And as you can see here, the DXY got around to about 93 point, was it 89 here that we're seeing in the DXY. Take a look here. DXY got above 94. It's official. It peaked above 94, which was a key resistance level. That a lot of traders are looking at, especially in the Forex market. So that's huge. Now, what's really behind all of this dollar strength right now? Well, I think it's time for us to take a hop across the pond from lockdowns to Brexit. The UK economy is heading toward a rough winter. So let's see exactly what's going on right now here. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced on Tuesday new nationwide restrictions to help control the aggressive rise of what we call here the Ronies throughout the country, as Bank of England Governor Andrew Bailey warned that the hard yards are ahead for the economy. Johnson told Parliament that all restaurants, bars, and pubs will have to close at 10 p.m. and restrict themselves to table service, while staff will have to wear protective masks. Indoor team sports are banned, and wedding parties limited in size. The measures will be in place for perhaps 6 months, Johnson said. In a U-turn from his own previous recommendations, he also urged the public to work from home to the extent possible. Bailey said during a webinar for the British Chamber of Commerce that the economy would remain scarred for months by the impact of this issue, and that the labor market would remain weak for some time. The Bank of England governor, however, said that the central bank wasn't ready yet to take its key interest rate below zero, as the European Central Bank has done in the last 6 years. But just studying the option to explore what its practical consequences would be. Now, that's pretty interesting. Let's see exactly where we are right now with the pound. As you can see, we have definitely gone down. Right now we're down to 1.27, which is where we were around 4 a.m. So that makes sense because on dollar strength or the DXY's uptrend during that time, the pound, severely went down from 1.28 down to 1.27. We actually got up to 1.29, and then back down to 1.27. So apparently, though, the 1.2650 level is a key level for us to watch out for, and here's why. The pound to US dollar exchange rate is seen trading under pressure once more and is down 0.50% on Tuesday at 1.2759. Analyst and technical forecaster Richard Perry of Hantech Markets gives the next potential targets the market might focus on. The technical rally has been faltering around 1.3 in recent days as the overhead supply between 1.2980 over 1.3050 has been a barrier to recovery. Yesterday's sharp retreat once more reflects the lost control of the pound over dollar bulls, and the market is on the brink of turning decisively corrective now. The support that formed at 1.2760 is key because if there is a closing breach, it would signal 1.3005 being a key lower high as part of a new technical downtrend. It would open 1.2650 initially as the next key test, being the bottom of the old breakout levels of the old April to July ceiling. A failure of this support would open a much deeper correction towards 1.2480 and possibly 1.2250. So how the market resolves this little 1.2760 over 1.3005 range will be key. Today's early slip lower threatens the support. Now, guys, this was actually released earlier today. So this is actually referring to the first initial drop. So this isn't even considering the drop that we just had. So guys, we're getting dangerously close to some severe short-term dollar strength. So now might be a good time to get that fiat ready to pounce on some flash sales in gold and silver, should they drop significantly lower. And as we are seeing, it looks like they may continue to do so. Now, why do I think this is all short term? Remember, I said that at the top of the video, I do think that this, a dollar strength, British pound weakness, all that stuff, I think that it will be short term. I will actually explain that in the next video today, the next video coming up an hour from now. So, Eastern time, that would be 4 p.m. Pacific time, that would be 1 p.m. So, definitely check that out once it does come out. Oh, it looks like we're down into the 1800s again in gold. Oh, just pop back up. But yeah, catch the next episode. Also check out goldandsilvertoday.com. That is the new financial news site that I created to house a lot of this information that I talk about on here. I created it just because I didn't want YouTube to, basically one day willy-nilly take this away and I no longer have a platform. So I created that site for that reason. So definitely check that out. All right, guys, thanks again. It's Black Bullion for goldandsilvertoday.com. Have a good one.